This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Stephen Mack Jones writes award-winning poetry and plays, and he's won a Kresge Arts and Detroit Literary Fellowship. But one day, inspiration seemed to fall right out of thin air, and he found himself writing his first novel, August Snow, a hard-boiled detective story. So I understand that the name came before the book, that you were mowing the lawn and August Snow fell into your brain. That's fun.
Well, yeah, that's essentially it. For me, mowing the lawn is kind of a zen activity. You just check your brain at the door and you go back and forth mowing the lawn. And those two words settled on my mind. August and snow, and I had a brief laugh about that. You know, it doesn't snow in August.
Right.
And then went on about my business of mowing the lawn. And over the course of a couple of days, a couple of weeks, those words settled like a thistle on my brain. And it was like, well, you know, I'm either going to have to do something with this or seek therapy.
It does so, require some madness to write, I think.
Exactly. So, and of course, writing is cheaper.
Well, we can debate it. It all depends on how you pay.
Yes, that's true.
Tell us about August Snow. Who is he? You had the name, and then you developed the character. Tell us about the character.
August is a man shaped by his parents. And I think overall, in some odd way, the book is a tribute to my mother and father. August is the product of his parental environment. His father, who demanded a sense of honor and integrity from his son, and his mother, who taught him how to emotionally see people. So he's a person shaped by his parents, of course shaped by the Marines, and shaped by the city of Detroit and all of the strange environs that make up Detroit. Primarily, he's a person who tries to keep his moral and ethical compass to true north. He, like the rest of us, may get distracted and off course every once in a while, but he's very good at making course corrections. And I think that's who August is, aside from being a person, the product of two cultures, African-American and Mexican-American, and he enjoys both. There's no dichotomy of cultures in him. He embraces both, which is kind of counter to the way it actually is. Because it's been my observation that the Mexican-American community and the African-American community, at least in Detroit, and I've seen it in L.A. and New York, don't often get along, don't often agree with each other. And August, being the product of an African-American father and Mexican-American mother, doesn't really have the luxury of building a wall between those.
Yeah.
So he embraces them.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. Jones gives a snapshot of August Snow's storyline.
August Snow, the character, he was a Detroit cop, and unfortunately he got mixed up in some investigating the malfeasance of a former mayor. He was fired from the force, brings a wrongful dismissal case against the city and the mayor, wins $12 million, and goes off to Europe and India to pretty much drink himself to death.
Mm.
But he comes home. Detroit has a strong pull on him.
Yeah.
Not to mention his concern that who would be there to put flowers on his parents' graves.
Yeah.
So he comes home and starts renovating his house, his neighborhood, one house at a time. He gets a call from a very, very wealthy person, Eleanor Paget, who owns a investment bank in Detroit, and she wants August to investigate some strange happenings at her bank, which August declines to do because he's no longer a cop. He's not even a private detective. And a couple days later, Eleanor Paget is found dead in her Grosse Pointe home of an apparent suicide, which August is not buying for one second. So he feels guilty that he refused to help her. This pulls him into action, and he starts discovering some very uncomfortable and illegal happenings at Eleanor's bank. Things that pull in some of the worst criminal elements around and puts him in the crosshairs. And that's in a nutshell what the story is about.
So is he going to become a series? Because I feel a series in there.
Funny you should say that.
Mm-hmm.
My publisher, Soho Press, mm-hmm. Has asked me to develop the series. And currently I'm working on the second book. Also, the book has been optioned by Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein.
Nice.
And his current talk is developing it as an eight-part, the first book is an eight-part series on HBO.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Stephen Mack Jones, the author of August Snow. Jones will read from his work at the Parchment Community Library on Monday, September 18. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation and learn about the event. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.